Oh, we're going to have a good day. At least I hope so, as it's Pirates trade deadline day in all of Major League Baseball. It would not be a good day if Mitch Keller and David Bednar were traded, at least if it was for the wrong package, but it would also signal that the Pirates are waving the white flag and deciding that, nope, we're not as close as we actually think we are. We got to go get more prospects because Keller and Bednar won't be on the next winning team. Well, one other place that has waved the white flag, and this really sucks, is Alderson Broaddus University. Reports out of West Virginia. The West Virginia Higher Education Policy Commission met on Monday in an emergency meeting to discuss financial issues at Alderson Broaddus University. And during the meeting, the HEPC voted unanimously to revoke Alderson Broaddus' authorization to be able to grant degrees in the state effective December 31st, 2023. And it said that the university is not permitted to enroll any new students beginning with the fall 2023 semester. It is August 1st. However, officials say seniors scheduled to graduate at the end of the fall term may return to complete their degrees on schedule. Well, congratulations to you. So are you going to return if you are graduating in the fall? You're going to go back to Alderson Broaddus for like 3 months with no one there. It's you and maybe 50 other people, if that. And basically, the athletic program's done. Gone. Gone away. Alderson Broaddus, under this new vote and authorization, must take some steps to wind down its operations. Not accept and admit or enroll any new students beginning with the fall semester. Not returning any current students to campus for the fall semester, except for seniors scheduled to graduate at the end of the semester who wish to return to complete their degrees. As someone who just recently graduated from college, this is absolutely insane, the process. And for athletes who are getting ready for their sports season coming up, that are getting ready for camp right away because it's August 1st and literally, school starts in 3 weeks, and a lot of people move in, or were supposed to, in about 2 weeks. I have a friend who is a part of the athletic department at Alderson Broaddus, who is an athlete, and is now scrambling to try to figure out what comes next. They were given no notice. There was no real heads up. This is all something that came absolutely out of the blue and is fantastic for these athletes to just, yep, sure. We'll go find somewhere to play in the next 3 weeks. That's just fantastic, right? You can only stay if you're graduating in September. They are closed. People are freaking out, trying to transfer. How do credits work? What are you supposed to do with this? I mean, I feel really bad for the students, for the athletes at Alderson Broaddus that literally, how complacent, how just ridiculous do you have to be as a school to not know your financial situations where you can't just be straightforward. You can't be honest with people. Who is running this? How ridiculous is it? Whoever's running the school, athletics, whatever it might be, that this is the situation that they've come to. That they're closing school a month before the school year. That you can only go back if you graduate in December. It's ridiculous. It is just insane to think about. And for a bunch of athletes, it could mean the end of their career unless they can transfer. It's tough. The pre-show is coming up next. I'm Austin Vexel with you. Fan Early Morning Show coming to a close. 937 The Fan.